Time to check in with meteorologist Drew Lerner with World Weather Incorporated. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Brian. It still looks like we have to deal with a little bit of rain yet today across the heart of the Midwest. It's raining at this hour across portions of Michigan, Indiana, Ohio, and even down into Kentucky. We do have still cloud cover across portions of Illinois, so it's not a very pleasant morning. Looks like we will have some disruption as far as the weather pattern is. The field work is concerned. We're going to expect to see this precipitation still hanging on as we go forward through the day today. Precipitation should be mostly concentrated on Indiana, Ohio, and Michigan and parts of Kentucky, but there will be a little secondary round of showers that will come out of Iowa and move across Illinois a little bit later in the day. So there will still be disruptions for farming across the region for the majority of the region today. And then tomorrow we'll see the precipitation focusing mostly on areas from Indiana and Ohio into Kentucky. And we'll see dry weather evolve by tomorrow afternoon across most of those easternmost areas. Illinois will already be dry for the majority of the day tomorrow. And then we'll wait until probably the first part of next week for our next more meaningful disruptive period for weather. I think we will see some showers evolving on Sunday in some of the western Corn Belt. Some random showers will occur in Iowa and parts of Wisconsin, while the eastern Midwest will likely stay dry. As we get into the day on Monday, we'll see a little better line of showers and thunderstorms occurring from Kansas into Wisconsin. That's going to occur Sunday night into early Monday morning. It will come into Illinois, but diminish as it comes across the region Monday into early Tuesday. But there will be some showers that will occur and disrupt farming activity for a brief period of time. Now, the temperature bias across the region is still going to be mostly favorable for this next few-day period. I don't think we're going to fall off any cliffs for a while, so the temperature should stay up there favorably enough that we'll get some good drying to occur between rain events. The afternoon temperatures here today will be mostly 60s and lower 70s, and the temperatures tomorrow will be somewhat similar, maybe a tad bit cooler in some of the northern parts of the region. We'll start warming up a little bit better over the weekend, with temperatures Saturday and Sunday working their way more deeply into the 70s, maybe some 80-degree temperatures possible in parts of Illinois and Missouri on Sunday afternoon, so we'll keep our fingers crossed for that. That'll help to dry down things a little bit quicker. And then as we go into next week and we get involved with the next weather system, we'll find the temperatures milding out a little bit, but we will still have a few days of favorable weather. I think the trend will change, though, as we get into the middle and latter parts of next week. A more frequent occurrence of rainfall will occur across the Midwest, so conditions will not be quite as good as they have been, and field progress will probably be somewhat sluggish as we go through that period and probably into the first couple of days in May. We'll expect after that maybe another period of drier weather that will help us get back on track again. So in hard red winter wheat country, we're still watching real closely for the potential for some kind of excessive moisture situation to occur that would hurt the crop as far as wet weather disease is concerned. So far, we haven't seen that, and we're going to see some good drying conditions in the high plains region for a little while. Some of the easternmost wheat areas will probably see enough rain that we'll still be concerned about that wet weather disease potential. Down in Brazil, second season corn production areas in parts of Mato Grosso do Sul, and Paraná will all get a good drink of water early next week. This will help to ease the concern about dryness in those particular areas that's hurting the production potential. I think there will be enough rain to help improve the bottom line. And in Argentina, where all the flooding is occurring and a lot of concern about damage to soybeans is still underway, we are expecting a little break here today into Saturday and this more rain late in the weekend. But a better period of maybe a week of drying will occur starting at midweek next week. So perhaps the worst is about over in Argentina. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
All right, Drew, thanks a lot. Have a good one.
You too.
Drew Lerner with World Weather Incorporated.